Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I just love that you are somebody who is here, who's continuing to expand your mind and your consciousness. I love it. And welcome to today's quick IQ episode where we talk about insights and questions. And today I want to share with you a really powerful insight that has been subconsciously impacting a lot of people over the past year and a half and even longer in some cases. And it's been showing up in a variety of different ways, affecting people's lives. And it just came up again in this past week with one of my coaching clients. And so I wanted to share it with you because it can really be pivotal in a positive way when you release it. And if not, it can really sabotage your happiness and your ability to really enjoy life and be healthy and happy. And so that's what I want to share with you today, because that's exactly what started happening with my client who had been doing amazing. And to give you a bit of a backstory, when I first started working with this particular coaching client, she had a lot of health issues and she had been on disability for many years. And as we started working, she did an amazing job turning it all around. I mean, she healed herself, started her own business, and even during this whole shutdown and pandemic and all of these things, she's been flourishing while many other businesses in her same niche have suffered a lot and even shut down and unfortunately have had a really challenging time. Again, she has been flourishing. So she's been doing the work and focusing and pivoting and doing all of the things. And she's been doing a great job. She's just been a champion at it. You know, it just, she's continued to do the work and to thrive. And it showed up in her life. However, unfortunately, a few months ago, her brother was in a life-altering accident. And without going into too many details, it resulted in a very severe case of brain damage, to the point where he's unable to function on his own and he doesn't know who any of the family is. He doesn't recognize anybody. And as you can imagine, this has been very devastating for her and her family. And, you know, the first month or two, there's been this hope that somehow he might regain the ability to communicate or recognize somebody or even have, you know, just basic cognitive, regular cognitive abilities. But, you know, none of that has been possible. But what has happened in her case is that there's been this ongoing heaviness and uncertainty for her and her entire family. And what can happen in this space when you're feeling this with family and people around you is that it can feel hard to be happy. It can feel impossible to be happy as it is already. But then also there can be this feeling of feeling like it's not right to be able to have a good day. It's not right to smile, like it would be socially unacceptable. And that's the part that I want to speak to for a moment. So I'll share the rest of her story. But, you know, there are a lot of people who have lost others during this time, or even maybe if it wasn't a family member, it was somebody else's family member that they know. And so what's been happening in a variety of different ways, I mean, from COVID, yes, and also not from COVID. I mean, there's been people that I've seen whose grandparents or parents have died, and also whose baby has unfortunately died. And so there's just been a lot of these feelings of heaviness for a lot of people, even if their life is good. And so you might even be experiencing exactly that. Maybe nobody around you at all has died. And that, of course, is awesome and wonderful. And what I'm seeing for a lot of people is that it's almost like there's this feeling that it's not okay to be fully happy, that it's not okay to be fully enjoying life and celebrating life and having a great day and really enjoying, because there's this mourning feeling. And while I absolutely understand it, you'll want to make sure in your life that you're processing empathy in a careful way where you can have empathy and you can still allow yourself and give yourself permission to feel happy, to be healthy, to enjoy life, and to live life to its fullest. And I know that even some people who are listening to this might even be thinking, oh, well, that's not right. You should be mourning. You know, they have that belief. And I understand that. But that's not where you'll want to stay. And that's not what you'll want to do with your own life. And part of the reason that is, of course, is, you know, if you've been listening to past episodes, you know that negativity really does affect your health and your life. And so if everybody is staying in a negative place or feeling the heaviness or not allowing themselves to be happy or healthy or enjoy life fully, then it's just going to breed even more sickness and even more sickness. And by the way, a lot of times what'll happen with this heavy feeling is initially somebody will know it's there. Like if you've been experiencing this in your life, a lot of times what the initial part is that, you know, you'll feel the difference. You'll feel this, like this cloud, if you will, in your life. But then what typically happens is the cloud, so to speak, will start to get into your subconscious mind. And you won't even notice that it's there anymore. Meaning you'll get used to that cloud and it just becomes like part of you and part of your norm, if you will. And a simple way to really illustrate this unfortunate situation would be to think about a turtleneck or a necktie. You know, if you've ever worn a turtleneck or the necktie and the very first time you put it on, it might have felt like it was choking you. And then after a while, if you wear them on a regular basis, it just becomes normal and you don't even really notice it's there anymore. And even in some cases, if you go to take it off, it might feel weird, you know, even like a bra, for example, you know, for a lot of people, they get so used to it, you don't even realize it's there. But at the end of the day, when you go to take it off, it can feel like a nice relief to just take it off, you know? And so point being is that those feelings and emotions for a lot of people are kind of weighing on them in the inside. And again, it's not necessarily due to only loss itself. This type of mourning feeling I'm seeing show up in a variety of different ways. For example, I have seen people who are doing well, who are flourishing, and who are feeling guilty about it, or in self-punishment mode, feeling really bad, like people will hate them or people won't like them. And I have seen that show up in a variety of different ways. Now, I want to break this out a bit more because for a lot of people, if they haven't lost somebody, they might be thinking, well, this isn't affecting me at all. But you might be surprised because it's almost like with COVID and when that happened, there's been this general feeling of mourning going on kind of in our communities. And, you know, a way to illustrate this would be to think about, you know, if there was some type of funeral for someone, and even if you didn't know the person, but let's say that you're walking by that area and you see a lot of other people who are having a hard time and who are struggling and, you know, in mourning, then for most people, what happens is they don't want to show that they're happy. They kind of wipe that smile off their face and kind of tone it down and carry some of that mourning feeling also. And that's what I'm seeing from a lot of people in a variety of different ways, is just there's that general feeling of a bit of heaviness residue, if you will, from the COVID experience of feeling a sense of sadness or feeling a sense that it would be wrong to be happy or, you know, be wrong to celebrate or to be successful. And it's like this undertow type of feeling that is weighing on a lot of people. And so that's really what I wanted to bring to light today, is noticing if you have been feeling this quote unquote heaviness from COVID and lockdown and all of these things, if you have been experiencing that, and if you have been, if you're willing to start letting it go fully. And by the way, I can tell you that some people who are listening to this are going to think, well, yes, I know that that heaviness is there, but I'm not allowing it to take away my happiness. I'm not allowing it to stop me from what I'm doing. I'm not allowing it to keep me from being happy and being successful and whatever that looks like and enjoying and loving in my life. But I got to tell you, as you've seen in past episodes, those underlying emotions, those are the emotions that go into your subconscious mind. And so if you are somebody who is thinking that to yourself, is thinking, well, yes, I feel this heaviness all around me, and yes, it's been weighing on my heart or on my chest, and yes, I'm feeling that, but it's okay, I've got it. You'll want to keep in mind that's not the way that you want to think about it. You'll want to really understand that that heavy feeling is an energy and will manifest in your life. And that's what was happening with my client, is, you know, she had that heavy feeling. And of course, consciously, she was saying to herself, well, I have to do work and I get to enjoy. And a lot of great things had been happening for her. And so she was feeling so blessed and also excited. And honestly, like, it was her dreams have been manifesting, her very dreams, the very things that she wanted. And so it was exciting, but then she started feeling guilty about experiencing so much excitement. And of course, with her conscious mind, she's like, but it's okay. But deep inside, she was really feeling those feelings of heaviness and, oh, I shouldn't be being happy right now. And that was all in the back of her mind. And that's what started bringing in some sabotage energy and not allowing herself to be happy, especially because she really felt like, oh my gosh, like, it's just not socially okay for me to experience happiness, you know. And that was that feeling. And so there was just this tug of war of having wonderful things happen and also that underlying feeling, that voice in the back, that feeling in the back of heaviness, of guilt for it, of, oh, I'm not supposed to be doing this, going on, that began to really sabotage everything and also start to attract hardship and made it hard for her to be happy, even though she consciously wanted to. And I'm going to share with you the rest of her story, but I want to take a moment just because I know there are likely some people who are looking at it and saying, but you're supposed to mourn and you're supposed to have this heaviness. And, you know, when you stop and think about it for a moment, if you looked around the world right now and everybody was mourning, everybody had this feeling, this sadness to them about what has been going on or whatnot, whether you're somebody who believes in the pandemic, or I know that there are a lot of people who are even at this point, you know, don't believe in it, but feel like there's a mourning of a loss of business or, you know, just, I mean, I know that there's a lot of different emotions around it. So either way, whatever your perception is of it, you know, if you're somebody who does feel as though there is a lot of heaviness and that you shouldn't be able to fully celebrate, I want you to think about that for a moment and think about what it would look like if everybody in our world was not allowing themselves to be happy, was sad, was carrying this heaviness, was feeling like they couldn't smile, they couldn't celebrate life. What would that look like if everybody was feeling that way, especially everybody who lost a parent or a relative or a baby or a loved one recently? If they were all feeling like that, what our world would look like? I mean, it would look dismal. It would look heavy. And not only that, but again, You know, you've seen on past episodes how much that negativity can impact your health and your life. And so it would create more of the same. And so that's obviously not the solution. And by the way, you may have even heard before, just on a scientific note, that stress impacts the immune system. You know, the amount of white blood cells, not only the activity, but also the white blood cell count. And that was proven back in the 1970s with psychoneuroimmunology. So that's not even in question. And so point being is that more of that negativity would just breed more weak immune systems, which would, of course, lead to more and more problems, et cetera, et cetera. And so again, if we looked around, though, and we saw that more and more people are happy and loving and celebrating, that's what we need. You know, if everybody looked at this time and said, you know what, life is too good to be angry and negative and frustrated or mourning all the time or feeling bad or feeling guilty or sad all the time, but instead, let's just make a point to live every day to its fullest. You know, what would that look like if everybody in the world was doing that, was loving to its fullest, living to its fullest, enjoying life, allowing themselves to fully be happy? That would be really beautiful. And of course, that would also boost immune systems and boost energy. And that would be a great thing. And so bringing it back to this topic, I want to make sure that you are somebody that if you are feeling that heaviness and that negativity from the events or everything going on, that instead of just burying it and letting it get into your subconscious mind and just getting used to it as your new norm, you'll want to make sure to look at it and really address it. And that's exactly what I had my coaching client do, is really face and transform this situation. Now, in her life, there were some challenges just because, again, she spends so much time with her mom and felt as though if she was happy around her mom, that it would be just horrible, like that it would make her the worst person in the world to be happy at a time like this. And part of the thing that I started talking to her about is I said, you know, really, it's been a few months now, and by you stepping into being happy again and bringing that in, it will actually help give your mom that sense of permission, like it's also okay for her, and that's what she needs. You know, I mean, her mom's in her 80s, and she wants her to stay healthy and happy, and so being able to get on the other side of this whole accident is going to be important to be able to get back to life, to get back to being able to give herself permission to be happy again. And so ultimately, it would be good for both of them. And so when I worked with my client, because, you know, she had been having negative things start to happen, and which was a big change from all of the growth that she had been experiencing, because, you know, now it just felt like things were hard and they were negative, and that's what she started attracting in. And when I work with people, you know, of course, I always want people to shift as fast as possible, but also giving them space to find themselves and step into it and feel comfortable stepping into that change. And so when we connected for a session, we had talked about giving herself permission and making it comfortable to really feel alive again and to be able to live a great life, and that she couldn't do anything for her brother, but she needed her life to continue on and to just come from that place of, instead of letting it be the end of her life, really allowing herself to remember to live every day to its fullest and to make the most of her life and everything that she wants to do, and to truly be happy. And so that's what we had talked about, and we talked about really stepping into it. Now, I got to tell you, we connected the next week, which was just this last week, and she didn't implement it. And we started talking about why that was, and she said, you know, I just feel like my mom's going to be too upset, or it won't be okay, or I'm going to upset everybody, and it's just not the right thing to do, right? And so that's how she was feeling inside. It was like she was so afraid to be able to be happy and fully embody that. And so what I did is I asked her to integrate this into her life in a way that her mother could get on board with it also. And what I had to do was this, is I asked her to order some napkins off of Amazon that was just some napkins that were, you know, the best day ever, and that it was time to really step into celebrating life again and to talk to her mom and to have that conversation openly and tell her mom that she was at this place where she needed to start celebrating life again, where she needed to be happy again and to just have that conversation. And her mom knew where she had come from, of course, and, you know, being on disability and all of that for years, and that happiness was really an important piece that my client needed to step back into. And, you know, just to have that conversation and that every day was about celebrating. So again, I asked her to have these napkins because every night they would sit down and eat dinner. And so it was like a way of bringing it into the space of saying, okay, this is our new way of being. We're going to start celebrating every day. And it was like a way of putting it out there, you know, very much so, because these napkins said best day ever. And, you know, so I said, you know, I want you to really own it in your space. So the napkins was part of it. Another part that I asked her to do was to start even bringing in some music. And I said, you know, maybe something you guys could listen to is something like Lovely Day, you know, that song from the 70s that might be something that her mom would enjoy and could get into also, or even, you know, maybe even celebrate good times and start, you know, bringing in that song, you know, just something to help bring it into the space to give her and her mom just that awareness to put it out there that says, okay, we're going to step back into living fully and loving life, and that it's great to be happy and it's not bad or you shouldn't feel guilty or anything like that. And what was beautiful was this, is that 2 days later, my client reached out to me in the most beautiful way and said to her surprise that her mom actually really loved the napkins. And that night, they danced and cried to the song, I Can See Clearly Now, The Rain Is Gone, right? Which was just beautiful, and it brings tears to my eyes in the sweetest way for both of them. And it's just, it's so beautiful. And since then, they've been working on embodying just that. So they have the napkins every night of the best day ever, and they've been bringing in even more song of just saying, you know what, it's time to start coming alive again. And it's just beautiful. And I have to say, my client is back to laughing and manifesting positive things and happiness in her smile. And it's just so beautiful. And her mom is making progress, you know, and she's going in the right direction, and she's even trying. And it's just been really pivotal. And so that's the reason that I wanted to share this with you, is just because at a subconscious level, this weight of things that everybody's been through for the last year and a half is heavy on a lot of people. Even people who are doing great and thriving during this time have even had this underlying feeling of guilt, you know, that they've kind of pushed aside or buried, or this heaviness, you know, in empathy for others, but a heaviness or not wanting to celebrate too much going on at a subconscious level that they've kind of buried or shoved aside. And I want to just bring to the forefront and remind you that that feeling does matter, and that heaviness or the feeling, if you find that feeling of saying, you know, others are going through a hard time, let me not be too happy, let me not celebrate too much. Instead, it would be beautiful to change that conversation in your own mind and in your own feelings that says, you know what, others have had a hard time, and instead of toning it down around them or mourning all of the time for a prolonged period with them, I'm going to instead embody the celebration of life again and dance with them or sing with them or get some napkins and celebrate each day, whatever that looks like in your life. And again, this may be with everything going on with COVID, and I know that a lot of people have had other experiences as well. For example, this very situation was due to an accident, so it wasn't even COVID related, but I'm just seeing this going on a lot in a variety of different ways. And A lot of people don't think it impacts them, but at a subconscious level, it does. And just to kind of speak to that really quickly, you know, there is a client that I work with who, after the Great Recession, you know, in 2008, 2009, he started feeling guilty about making money and being successful and happy. And that was something that happened in his life. And it built up in his subconscious mind so much so that in 2010, he actually had been so programmed to feel guilty and bad about his success that it all was going really badly. And I mean, by really badly, I mean he was stressed and having a lot of anxiety and multiple health issues going on. And he was losing millions of dollars every year, even though he had a great business that was helping the world. And yet everything was on this downward spiral with him and his health and his life. And by the time he and I connected, this had been going on for several years. And when I did start talking to him and I started working with him regarding his subconscious blocks, that's what came up for him was that recession in 2008, 2009, and feeling bad about making money and being happy and successful. And for him, you know, that ended up manifesting into a lot of hardship. And so my point is this, is that even if you don't feel like this is impacting you at all, it can still show up in your life. And I have seen it show up for people in a variety of different ways, not only now in this time that we're in, but also even going through 2008, 2009, I saw the after effects of that. And so if you find this in your energy at all, maybe you consciously know it's there because maybe you've lost somebody, or maybe you just feel and you're aware of that heaviness, or maybe you're somebody who has been burying it in your subconscious mind. And right now, as we're talking about it, you're thinking, okay, well, you know that it's there. And my hope is that now is the time that you'll want to address it, to really give yourself permission to be happy, to live fully. And again, the world would look so beautiful if everybody could do that, you know, just step into feeling great and harmonious and loving and happy and deserving a great life and really feel those wonderful feelings. And so that's what I want to leave you with today, is just making sure you're fully doing that in your life. And if you have a stuck spot, maybe a mother or family member like my client did, that maybe there's a way that you can bring it into your life to embody that change. And I know that, again, like my client, there's some trepidation, but it's a beautiful breakthrough on the other side. And I love this for my client and her mother. And I have to tell you, when I asked her if it was okay to go ahead and share this, she said, yes, please. I want everybody who's been through these experiences to be able to free themselves from the heaviness and the mourning and really get back to living a full life. And so on that note, I'm going to ask you that if you know of somebody who this podcast episode can help, please make sure to hit the share button and share it with somebody who needs it, somebody who needs to come alive even more, or just anybody really, because during this time, there's just been that subconscious thing there for a lot of people. And just bringing that awareness to it and being willing to let it go is definitely a beautiful step in the right direction. And so on that note, I have to say, I am sending you so much positive energy. I hope that you have the best day ever and that it just keeps getting better and better. So it has been such a pleasure connecting with you, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Have an incredible, happy, beautiful rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.